This is the Voice of First Nation Ministries, dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ to the Indian tribes of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. And now here are your hosts, Deborah Klein and Marv Boettcher. We'll pick up where we left off on Tuesday as Cecilia Spotted Bear continues sharing her testimony here on First Nation Ministries.
In 1980, I felt like God left me. My prayers like were hitting the ceiling and coming back. And it's got to a place where I couldn't even pray anymore. And like I'd read the Bible, but like it made no sense to me. And finally, I can't remember how many months it was, but finally I was living with a man that I wasn't married to. And my friend would come to me and she'd say, "What you're doing is wrong." And finally this one day she said, "Betty's Gates is coming to Pine Ridge." She's a singer, she's an evangelist. And so she said, "Would you come?" She knew how much I liked to listen to her. I said, "Yeah, I'll come." So she left. I said that to get rid of her. And so she left. And the last day of the service, I was like a caged animal. I peeked out of every window. Couldn't even watch TV, couldn't even read a book, nothing. Finally, I was pacing around. Finally, I told that man, I said, "I'm going to go to church." He said, "All right." I went out and got the car ready, so we left. We got to church, and I told him, I said, "You drop me off, you pick me up in an hour. I don't want you coming with me."
Now, why was that?
I don't know. I just didn't want him to come in with me.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And so he left, and I went in, and that place was packed. There was only one seat by the door, so I sat down. And so she was singing her song. Betty was singing her song. She finished, and she started preaching. And she came down hard on adultery and fornication. And I was guilty of both of them because my first husband was still living. And I was married twice after that. So when she gave the altar call, I went to the altar. I knew I was guilty, so I went over there. Asked the Lord to forgive me. And he did. Mm-hmm. And so on the way going home, I told this man, I said, "I can't marry you. Because we just got our blood test, we're gonna get married." I said, "I can't marry you." And he gave me all the reasons why we should. I said, "No. I would rather obey God than obey a man." He said, "All right, I'll leave." And so the next day, I dropped him off in Pine Ridge, and I was going home. I gave my uncle a ride. As we were going home, coming out of Pine Ridge, I had a flat tire. So we got that changed, and then going down the hill towards my house, we had the second flat tire. And the thought came to me, "Remember, he was going to buy your tires today? You could have kept him for one more day." And my uncle said it. "I thought he was going to buy your tires today. You could have kept him for one more day." And so anyway, we parted. And so, but you know, I went home and I cried for 3 days, mm-hmm. like somebody died. Mm-hmm. I felt so lost because he was so good to me. You know, just really did everything. And my furnace gave out at that time, so I had to use a wood stove. And this time I don't have a wood stove, so I'm glad you helped me out with my furnace, because mm-hmm. it's working good now.
Good.
I just really thank the Lord. You know, God hears and answers prayer.
Yes, he does.
And I just really thank the Lord for that, because, and it was during that bad storm that mm-hmm. my furnace quit. Mm-hmm. And so I had to use electric heaters, and it made my light bill go really high. Mm-hmm. But I went along like that for a while. And then a few years later, I found the same thing again. But this one here was a man who was trying to live a Christian life, and we started going out together, and we were going to get married and all that. And so we asked my pastor at that time to marry us. And he knew about my background. And he said, "If you can tell me beyond a shadow of a doubt this is from God," he said, "I'll marry you guys. But you pray." And I didn't know what to do, so I came back to Wounded Knee and I asked an Indian man who was a Christian. went to him at his wife's place. And his name is Albert Hollowhorn. He's the one that went in the church there and wounded me. And I said, Albert, I said, what do you think? I said, I want to get married to this man, but then I said, Brother Cash said that, yeah, no, I have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt before he'll marry us. He said, well, I'll tell you. He said, you pray. I'll tell you no. God will show you. And so we set a date for our marriage, and 3 weeks before we were to get married, he got drunk. So I knew that I couldn't marry him. And I was so glad that we could pray.
God is faithful, isn't he, Cecilia?
Yeah.
If we will ask him to show us,
he
is faithful.
He does. And so from that time, I said, okay, Lord. And my first husband was still living. Mm-hmm. And Kate, one time, she said, can you go with me to Rapid City? I want to go see my dad. He's in the hospital with her.
And this is Kate Kendall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, okay. And so we went over there, and she said, would you pray with him? So I prayed with him and read scripture with him. And she said, there's a man down the hallway. She said, why don't you go visit him? I'll be over. So I went down to where she was telling me, and I walked in. It was my first husband laying there. And so I said, I'm sorry about what happened to us. He said, me too. He said, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry for how I treated you. And I told him, I said, I'm a Christian now. I gave him, you know, the Lord about what Jesus did for me. And by the time Kate came in, and so she was able to pray for him. And I don't know if he got right with the Lord or not, but I gave him the gospel.
Yes.
So.
Again, God is faithful, you know. And how sweet that it was you that could tell him. That has to bring a little healing, I think, to your heart. And God is just so gracious to us and so good.
Yeah.
In every aspect, every detail of our lives, if we will just follow him and be obedient.
That is very true. God has shown me so much, you know, and from that time after that, I heard about being sanctified. I never did know about the Holy Spirit being our helper.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would pray, Lord, sanctify me, whatever that means. But it seemed like I had to make so much restitutions.
Mm.
I had to get things right with people. And there was one, I didn't want to do it. I said, Lord, they're the ones who started trouble. They should apologize to me. But God wanted me to do it. I said, okay, Lord, you want me to apologize? You work it out and I'll do it. And that was in the tribal building, was first finished. And I was running in there for some reason, and she was coming out, so we collided in the doorway. And God says, no. So I told her, I said, I'm really sorry for what I did. I'm sorry for what happened. She said, oh, that was a long time ago. She said, no, she said, I forgot about it. And I know she didn't, because they were after me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so good because later on I was able to go to her house and talk to her and tell her about the Lord, give tracts to her and pray with her. So, you know, God knows everything.
Yes, he does. All we have to do is trust him and obey him. Trust and obey. Trust and obey.
That is so true.
Hmm.
And God has shown me so much things. And during that time, as I was praying, and it's one day I was just desperate. I said, Lord, if sanctification is real and you want it for me, you have them call me today. I was heading for a camp meeting at Tut Hill. And as I was going up the hill, I was praying that. And I got to the camp meeting, and there it was packed again. There was only one chair by the door, so I sat down there. And these ladies were saying, and they got finished, and one started preaching. And she was talking about the Holy Spirit, about being sanctified. And when she finished, she said, well, the person who came to be sanctified, please come down. And so I was watching to see who was going to go. And nobody did. And she said it again. Still nobody moved. Her third call, all of a sudden hit me. They're calling me. So I got up and went down there. And I didn't know what to say. I said, Lord, here am I. I'm not good at anything. I can even do one thing right, but Lord, here am I.
Mm-hmm.
And when I said that, I could see myself standing in front of people. And so I thought it was for that day. So I stood up and testified for what the Lord did for me. and why I went for that day. And from that time, God took over. I have been to almost every state. I haven't been to Oregon, Washington, or Alaska, or the eastern states, you know, like Vermont and you know, those places over there, or Florida. I haven't been down there.
But everything in between.
Mm-hmm. I've been to so many churches. I've been on the plane so many times. And I have been to so many churches and met so much people. And just telling about the Lord, what he has done.
Isn't that wonderful? I'm always amazed at what God does, and yet I'm not. You know, it's kind of this dual feeling of it's just so perfect and things just fit together so perfectly in his design. So it's like it's amazing, but yet not really, because that's our God.
Yeah, and many times we pray about something, and if it happens, we're surprised it does happen.
I know. That's the truth. It is for me anyway. And then I think, why am I surprised? You know, this is my Father who loves me. Why am I surprised when he does these wonderful things?
We'll need to stop here today, but we'll hear more of Cecilia Spotted Bear's testimony next week here on First Nation Ministries. Thank you for listening to First Nation Ministries, where our goal is to reach out to the Native American tribes throughout the country and share Jesus Christ with them. We do it through an act of love by providing much-needed food, clothing, bedding, and just those basic things they simply don't have. You can help us by donating those basic necessities to First Nation that would in turn be driven and delivered to our Native brothers and sisters. God made it clear to our founder, Don Klein, many years ago to reach out to these hurting people, and we want to continue that vision to take the powerful message of Christ to our Native American family. Thank you so much. On Wednesday, join us for our classic edition of First Nation Ministries with our founder, Reverend Don Klein.
I love to tell the story.
You can help us reach our Native American brothers and sisters with your prayers and financial gifts. Please write to us at First Nation Ministries, Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. That's Post Office Box 30055, Portland, Oregon 97294. You can call us at 503-477-6077, 503-477-6077, and visit our website at firstnationministries.org.